Clarence Napier, the multi-state insurance broker, physically located in Southwest Georgia, but I still have a residence in Belmont, California, and previously I lived in Sacramento, California, and worked throughout California as a corporate executive, as a vice president of an HMO based in Los Angeles with offices throughout California. The reason why I'm doing this podcast episode today is to elevate the need for contacting and prospecting. And my consulting firm, 321 Biz Development, which is at 321bizdev.com, we started with working with insurance agents and realtors to help them contact, prospect, and close. And those were the first two industries that I supported because I was a realtor and I was working in the insurance business at that time. And I just saw this need that came to fruition or came to be after the real estate crisis in 2009, 10, 11. So I said, wow, let me start working with people and using some of this sales executive, sales manager, sales trainer experience I got from corporate America. And so 321 Biz Development started with real estate agents and insurance agents, but a year or two later, we expanded to CPAs, attorneys, plastic surgeons, dentists, roofers, floor tilers, or any business that has a transaction price of $1,000 and higher. And I recall a broker in the Sacramento area hired me to talk to the agents, and we basically talked about contacting and prospecting, which is still today, after digital, you know, techniques, after social media, after buying leads, contacting and prospecting is still the most responsive, the most effective, and the least costliest way to grow your business. I don't care what the business is. So I was training these agents, and a lady that I knew before she worked at that broker, about 3 or 4 days later, she called me up and she said, Rick, and that's my nickname. My name is also Clarence Napier. She called and said, I got a listing and a buyer based on the training. You see, contacting and prospecting is really about being friendly on purpose. That's what it's really about. It's not any kind of scheme. It's not a gimmick. It's not any type of manipulation. It's just going out there and saying hello to people. And you will be surprised how people react when you say hello to them. So, continuing on with contacting and prospecting, I've trained, entire agencies, like agencies like Aflac, not Aflac, but like Aflac, attorneys who didn't realize that they needed 200 to 300, 400 contacts in a database before something would pop out, instead of putting up all these expensive billboards all over the cities. But the purpose, again, about reaching out to small business owners with contacting and prospecting was really elevated by the recent real estate settlement that the National Association of Realtors signed a couple of weeks ago, which should take effect July 1st, once it goes through all the court and, you know, court finalization. It is going to change some things. It's really going to change some things. Some people are saying it's not. Some people are saying it is. But it's going to change the way, you know, consumers look at the transaction. I don't want to get into the points of the settlement, but I am here to help small business owners, realtors, insurance agents, dentists, CPAs, attorneys, plastic surgeons, learn how to become more effective in contacting and prospecting. And because I am an insurance broker licensed in 10 states, California, Washington State, Florida, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, Ohio, Michigan, and Texas, I reach out to a lot of business owners. And because I have a different style of reaching out to small business owners, I'm calling them. I'm not relying on social media to make my phones ring. The insurance business, financial services industry is not a pull type industry where people wake up in the morning and say, oh, you know what? I need life insurance. Let me find an agent. It doesn't work that way. So because I call so many, you know, employers and talk about their group health, their group life, their dental, often the small business owner, based on how I interview small business owners, will start to let me in on their non-employee benefit life, their personal life. And they may say, yes, you know, I'm expanding my business, or I'm moving my business and I need a realtor, or, you know, I just lost my CPA or my bookkeeper. You know, Clarence, do you know someone that can help me? And my answer is always, yes, I do know of like people in different industries all over the country. And so that's the purpose of this podcast episode, is to let people listening, and if you're one of those industries, or if you have a product or service that you sell that starts at $1,000 and higher, that you can send me, Clarence Napier, the insurance broker, a 2 to 3 minute video twice a month, you know, talking about yourself, talking about your products and services. And I do have some tips I want to give people about that, not just come on and be stiff and just say, you know, I sell CPA services, you know, nothing like that, but just being human to get people to like you. Send those videos twice a month and they will be put on our digital newsletter, so people receiving the digital newsletter can see your video. They can, you know, see your website. Sometimes there's social media links associated with that digital newsletter, and they will get a chance to know you. And because Insurance For Sure Agency, the insurance brokerage, is in 10 states and soon to be New York State, each region will have its own digital newsletter. So if you are in San Jose, in Silicon Valley, there will be a San Jose, Silicon Valley newsletter. So if you are in Austin, Texas, there will be an Austin, Texas newsletter. If you're in Yonkers, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Miami, Florida, Tampa, you know, Jacksonville, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, there will be newsletters for all these regions, because we will reach out and talk to these business owners about employee benefits, about Medicare, about disability, about worksite benefits like Aflac. And we want to really support people that we know and people that we like, because something's happening with this economy. I don't care what you might think. It's getting kind of crazy in some areas. Some areas are doing better. But now is the time for small business owners to collaborate. So I just want to close by saying, again, my name is Clarence Napier, the multi-state insurance broker. Website, insforsure.com. Toll-free telephone number, 866-901-9876. Or you can find me at 321bizdev.com. And that's 321bizdevelopment. Toll-free telephone number, 855-600-9911. Take care and make it a great day.